AudioLearn's Medical School Crash Courses presents Endocrinology. Written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening, this crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of endocrinology. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school endocrinology course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master endocrinology. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: human hormone physiology, hypothalamus, pituitary gland, thyroid gland, adrenal gland, female reproductive system, male reproductive system, pineal gland, pancreas, gastrointestinal tract hormones, mineral metabolism, endocrine neoplastic disorders. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in endocrinology with the correct answers. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school endocrinology course. Now, let's get started. The purpose of this course is to engage students in a discussion of human endocrinology, including hormones, the different glands involved in hormone secretion, and the various human disorders of the endocrine system. The first chapter introduces the subject of hormones and their various activities. The study of endocrinology begins with an understanding of the hormones of the human endocrine system and understanding of how they work. This chapter will introduce the topic of hormones, list the important hormones in the human body, and provide an understanding of how hormones transmit information from one tissue of the body to another. The second chapter covers the structure, function, and dysfunction of the hypothalamus. It is one of the most important glands of the body and is actually a part of the brain. The hypothalamus has both nervous system and endocrine system functions. It mainly controls the endocrine function of the pituitary gland and has numerous additional functions related to the limbic system. This chapter will discuss the structure of the hypothalamus, its function in the endocrine system, and disorders affecting the hypothalamus. The third chapter of the course is devoted to the pituitary gland, which is often called the master gland because it controls so many body functions. It is a pea-sized gland just beneath the brain and located near the hypothalamus in a bony structure called the cella turcica. In this chapter, we will talk about the structure and function of the pituitary gland, as well as diseases of the pituitary gland. Chapter 4 in the course involves a thorough discussion of the thyroid gland, which is a small butterfly-shaped gland located in the anterior portion of the neck. It is extremely important in metabolism as it produces the two main hormones responsible for intracellular metabolism, thyroxine and triiodothyronine. Individuals can have conditions of low thyroid hormone levels, elevated thyroid hormone levels, and thyroid cancer, which may include normal, low, or high thyroid hormone levels. The focus of the fifth chapter is the adrenal glands, located on the superior aspect of both kidneys. There is an adrenal medulla, which makes norepinephrine and epinephrine as part of the autonomic nervous system, and an adrenal cortex, which makes steroid hormones, including corticosteroids, as part of the stress response. This chapter will discuss the adrenal medulla and cortex in detail, their function, and varying diseases of the adrenal glands. The sixth chapter of the course covers the endocrine aspect of the female reproductive system. In the female reproductive system, the endocrine organ is the ovary. The ovaries are paired endocrine glands about the size of a large grape located on either side of the uterus and connected to it by the fallopian tubes. They mainly produce estrogen and progesterone, beginning at the time of menarche and lasting until menopause. This chapter will review the normal ovaries, benign diseases of the ovaries, and malignancies of the ovaries. The seventh chapter in the course discusses the male reproductive system, in particular, the testes, which are the male gamete-forming organs of the male reproductive system and the source of male hormones, also called androgens.